This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast
from Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Mad Wednesday with Michael and Dean.
Yeah, you are. And our next guest, I've never interviewed her, and it's an absolute honour. And ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, would you please welcome Yana Alana?
Hello!
Yes! Oh, thank you so much, Michael. So good to be here.
At last.
I know. I don't do interviews. I don't like talking.
Why is that?
I don't like talking to people. So
no. I mean, that bit goes well for us then today. <Yeah. laughs>
I like being at home and going and doing a show, and I don't leave the house. I'm slightly agoraphobic, you know.
So. And that must make performing difficult then.
No, because it's all about me. I don't have to talk to people.
Yeah.
That's what why I love the exchange of performance. Is just, you know, it's all about me for an hour and then you leave and you don't have to talk to people. It's really lovely.
You have been really, really busy. Countless awards.
I've had at least
well.
3 gigs this year. It's been exhausting. Absolutely exhausting.
I don't know how you do it.
No.
And what's needed then is an album from you.
Well, you see, in 2010, we created this show called In Concert for the Midsummer Festival at Gasworks. And we had 4 shows. That was when I was super famous, Gasworks. It was a big time for me. 4 shows, and then after that it got booked again for the Melbourne Cabaret Festival there, in 2011. And then I had a hiatus from performing. I had to stop. 5 shows was too much for me.
Yeah.
I thought I have to quit while I'm ahead. And the show actually won 6 awards, 6 Green Room Awards, which is amazing. And I felt quite good about that, but the show was never staged again because there were too many musicians, you see.
How many were they?
A lot
5
of money. Right.
5 women, and they wanted to be paid.
Yeah, annoying.
So it was like, oh,
the nerve.
What a letdown, you know? So I didn't get to do it again, and we're back. Oh, we're back.
You really
and
are.
We're bringing the music back. We've put it on vinyl.
And that's amazing.
Yes. So, and we're doing the launch at the Arts Centre.
Oh, wonderful. Now, what a lovely venue. I mean, this is the real comeback then, isn't it? I didn't think you went away, but
I love performing in a bunker, Michael. I feel right at homo, you know. So, yeah.
I love the name of it. I don't want to be an Australian celebrity.
Well, I don't. No. It's hard enough being an Australian. If you think about it,
I do.
It's true.
Yes. So, no, I don't. I've got a little poem about that, actually.
Is there any way we could, you know, get you to do that now?
Oh, sure. There's a little bit of swearing.
It's okay. I think it'll be all right.
I don't want to be an Australian celebrity on morning breakfast or on TV. Seems like a big pile of shit to me. Not good, intelligent, or even funny. Whimsical, status quo, light entertainment. It seems more to me like financial arrangement. And who gives a fuck about their recent engagement? Am I all that thinks this or just me who names it? No. I don't want to be an Australian celebrity. It seems to me that to be on TV, you need to be white and shiny and clean. I'd rather watch ads on repeat of McLean. We like to repeat what we've already seen. Now, what's with the billboards of radio shows? The women like models, the men, average Joes, all talking shit and the ratings still grow. The same boring shtick, the whole thing just blows. No, I don't want to be an Australian celebrity.
Yana Alana on Joy.
Oh, I just had to get that out of my system. But usually what happens is I sing in between and there's musical accompaniment.
And that didn't need anything else.
Nothing at all. You were enough.
You really are enough.
Thank you so much. I am. I do have a histrionic personality disorder, which means I have emotional incontinence. So every now and then I could shit myself. I could cry. I could. We don't know what's going to come out.
I know exactly what that's like.
No,
yeah,
do
I
you? Do. Yes.
Do you go home with wet underwear? Because I do almost
all the
every
time.
Night.
I mean, yeah.
I can't tell what's leaked.
It's easy just not to think about it, really, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Now, this is good of you then to open up your album launch to the public. You know, these events are often private, you know, invite only. But this is open to everybody, isn't it? Everyone that buys a ticket.
Anybody that buys a ticket, so plebs, you know, everyday people.
The masses, yeah.
I'd like to give them an opportunity to come and see me because usually, you know, when I'm at the Rod Laver, it's a bit pricey.
Yeah. So, yeah. Will there be signings afterwards?
Of course I'll sign something if they buy something.
Yes.
I want a signed record. It's vinyl.
It's vinyl.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Well, what it's not a CD. Who cares about CDs?
So was there not a me. Different process you needed to do to get the sound right for vinyl as opposed to CD?
Yeah, just well, actually, better. It was a little bit. We got a song called Gay Anthem 105 because there's so many of them, you know. And I thought, okay, let's get this track pumping. As it turns out, it had to be a bit quieter on the vinyl because otherwise the needle would skip.
Oh.
And I knew nothing about vinyl pressing. I was like, this isn't pumping enough. And they were like, well, do you want it pumping or do you want people to break their record players? I was like, break their record players. Yes. This, you know, but honestly, I'm very excited to be pressed.
I bet. Now, when can we go to this, team?
Now, this is happening. You can go. It's on the 29th of October, Sunday the 29th of October.
That's right.
At 8 p.m. It's happening at the Fairfax Studio at the Arts Centre.
Mm-hmm.
The Bunker.
The Bunker.
Now, I know most of my friends have spent $900 seeing Taylor Mac, but please spare a cool $40 just to
not
see me.
Not a lot to ask.
It's not a lot. I'm a local artist. You know,
and it's
you.
At artscentremelbourne.com.au for your bookings. The album, will you go on the road then with his? Is that what normally goes on?
No, this is it. This is all we're doing. Okay. Yeah.
Now, on the album, is the song that you released a couple of weeks ago where you recorded the film clip at Hares and Hyenas?
Yes.
Is that on the album?
Oh, that's on the album.
Oh,
yes. Are You She? Our cover of the Peaches song, Are You She?
Really great.
Yeah.
Great video.
So much fun.
Yeah.
To have the whole queer community, well, not the whole, but you know.
So,
there was a hole
moment.
In it. If you look closely, you might see Mikey J's hole, yeah. But there was a lot of love in that clip, a lot of fun, and I don't think I was in it enough personally. But if you do watch it, you can see it on YouTube, Yana Rilana, Are You She cover. It's a lot of fun.
Well, you know what? We're going to put that up on our Mad Wednesday Facebook page.
Yes, indeed.
Right after
Please
this.
Do.
We're going to put that up so you can all see it.
With all the rest of the info as well.
Absolutely.
But what a joy to have you in with us today.
Always
such a joy to be on Joy.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Oh, no.
Almost writes itself, doesn't it?
Yana Rilana,
I'm
going to
go home
everybody.
And clean my underpants. Thank you so much for coming. I know I did.
You're on Joy.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.